After any modifications, a commit or rollback ends the transaction. As we discussed, a rollback returns the database to the original state prior to the transaction by returning the old images of the block. These rollback operations can be quite expensive since all of the old images must be recovered, undoing all the work done to modify the data blocks. However, commit processing is somewhat easier. Remember that all the changes to the data blocks are made as specified in the insert, update, or delete statements. Many of the modified data blocks may already be written to the data files. As a final step, to ensure that all the work is persistently written to the storage subsystems, any final changes plus the fact the transaction has a commit is recorded to the read log buffer, then written to the log files. At this point, it is safe to issue a commit complete message to the user, and then any last modifications can be made to the database buffer cache. The fast sequential writes to the redo buffer and log files, the write-ahead log mechanism, greatly speeds up transaction processing.